We ended on the Nun Hei Omen Aleph, the bottom. Shaila, whether that which it says, that if you do Letzorech HaMoed, when the Mishnah says that you can start, you can finish a malacha that was started, but not start a new one. So is that talking where it's Letzorech HaMoed, but not Letzorech HaMoed? You can't do anything, can't even finish. Or it's talking both Letzorech HaMoed and Shelo Letzorech HaMoed, that only finishing is okay, not starting. Or it's talking Davka Shelo Letzorech HaMoed, but Letzorech HaMoed you could even start. That's the Shaila. So Gemara is going to bring Raya's Toshma, Reb Meir Omer, Kol Malacha Shehi Letzorech HaMoed, Golo B'Arbos. Any Malacha Letzorech HaMoed, you can finish on the 14th. As long as you started that malacha before the 14th. But if you didn't start, you can't start it on the 14th. Even if it's something that you can start and finish on the 14th, like a little belt or whatever, or a net, hair net. Mar says, Betharish here it says, Letzorech HaMoed. Letzorech HaMoed in, Shelo Letzorech HaMoed lo. Mash, Madavka Letzorech HaMoed, are you allowed to finish? But even finishing is Asher, Shelo Letzorech HaMoed. That's the deal. Mar says, lo. Hu adin afilu Shelo Letzorech. Don't be kamina. Now, it really, the halach is the same, whether it's Letzorech HaMoed or not. You can finish and not start. So what's the chiddush? The afilu of the tzorech hamoed nigmarin aschulelo. The chiddush is that even the tzorech hamoed you can only finish, but not that you can only finish if it's a tzorech hamoed. You can even finish if it's not a tzorech hamoed. But even the tzorech hamoed finishing is mutter, but starting is not mutter. Tashma, Reb Meir Omer, kol malacha shi letzorech hamoed gom rabbi arbaser, v'she'ena letzorech hamoed osur. Beferish Abraisa. Here now we found the Beferish Abraisa that says that the Tzorech HaMoed, you're allowed to finish but not start, and Shelo Tzorech HaMoed, you can't even finish. The Osin Malacha Barvei Psochim Ad Chatzos, the Mokum Shenoagu, right? Mokum Shenoagu in, Lo Noagu Lo. Ushmamino, the Tzorech HaMoed in, Shelo Tzorech HaMoed, Lo Shmamino. Then the place where they were knowing not to do Malacha, then they, if the Tzorech HaMoed is mutter to finish, but Shelo Letzorech HaMoed is also completely. Rashi, Gomer B'Arbos, Arfilu B'Makom Shelo Nagu Lasus Malacha. Even a place where the minig was not to do Malacha, but that was only to start a Malacha. But to finish a Malacha, if it was the Tzorech HaMoed, was mutter. Lo Nagu Lo, Arfilu Gemar. If they weren't knowing, even finishing the Habigmar Kamina, we're talking about finishing. So here, if they didn't have that minute not to do Malacha, then if it was what's it called, Shelo Letzorech HaMoed, was Osir even to finish. Okay. The Chachamim Omrim Shalosh Umnayos. The Chachamim say that there were three professions that were exceptions. Tano HaChayotin, Shekein Hedyo Tofer Kedarko B'Cholosh HaMoed. Right, one was sewing. Sewing was mutter even to, in the place where the minig was not to do malacha, because since on Chol HaMoed there's a kula by sewing, that a head you could sew regularly on Chol HaMoed, so an woman can sew on what's it called, on Arbasa, which is less chomer. Hasaporim v'kolsim shekein habom medinas hayom. Since it's a way to take a haircut and wash your clothes on Chol HaMoed for somebody who came from a trip and he couldn't wash his clothes beforehand, so therefore on Arbasa, which is more cow, you're allowed to take a haircut and wash your clothing even in a place where the minig was not to do malacha, if it's a Tzorech HaMoed. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Afharatzonim, Shekein Olei Regolim, Mesakim Menaleim B'Cholosh HaMoed. And Rabbi Yossi holds that even leather workers, shoemakers, are allowed to work on our bazaar, because all they regal him were allowed to fix their shoes. It was a davar ha'aved. It was a tzarech ha'moed. They were allowed to have their shoes fixed on chol ha'moed, so everybody can have their shoes fixed on what's it called on bazaar. My kamiflagay, my sover made him tchilas malacha misof malacha, and my sover engle made him tchilas malacha misof malacha. What's the machlokas? Whether what's it called that you can have shoes fixed or not? Rabbi Yossi says even shoemakers. And the Tanakhama holds only those other three. Machlokas is whether you learn Tchilas Malacha, Rashi, Ratzonim, She'osim, and Alayim Chadoshim. Ratzonim are people make new shoes. So it's mash, we can even have new shoes made on the 14th because you could fix old shoes during Chol HaMoed. So one says you learn new shoes from old shoes. And the other one says not. Misof Malacha Tikun Menalayim. You can't learn that you could make new shoes on the 14th for the fact that you could fix old shoes on Chol HaMoed. Rashi, Hachayotim, Mishum Hachi, Sharu Barbosor, Bechol Mokom, even in places where the minhag was not to do malacha before Chatzos, Erev Pesach, but tailors were allowed to work, B'til Chatzos. She came with Sinu Bohen Kula Misharum Nis, Gabi Chol HaShamoed, because we find a Chol HaMoed that a hedget could sew with Tzorech HaMoed, so an woman can sew on Arbasa. She came hedget tofer kedarko, mishnehi b'moy cotton. Hedget she'en a woman b'kach, hilkoch b'arbasa, dekil mechol HaShamoed, afilu woman no mishore. Since a hedget can sew on Chol HaMoed, an woman can sew on Arbasa. What? Before Chatzos in a place where the minhag was not to do malacha. After Chatzos lost her altogether. After Chatzos is like Chol HaMoed. She came habamid in his hayom, because after Chatzos is an iser, this is only a minhag. The kiva ba'ashkechon behen hetuk tzas b'chol HaShamoed, hilkach bar boser tekiel shari l'kuli alma. Okay, let's go on.
Why can't you find a guy to fix this?
Can't find a guy, well, how about can't you? There's a question
around. That makes it mutter for the yid to work because somebody else needs the shoes fixed.
Right, yeah. Moshivin shofchim v'tarnigolim v'yodalid v'tarnigolim shebarcho machzir no salim koma. Way Rashi learns is you're allowed l'chatchila to take a tarnigol and put it on the eggs on the 14th. So it's a big tircha to get it to sit there. Still, it's mutter on the 14th. But a tarnigolus that ran away, so you're allowed to return her to the eggs. That's less of a tircha. The mesa moshivin acheres tachtecha. And if the original tarnigolus died, you're allowed to put another one in its place. Gorthi mitachas ragli behemu b'yudalid. You're allowed to rake the dung from under the feet of an animal on the 14th, over Moed, Mesalkel, it's Stadim. And on Chol HaMoed, you're only allowed to move it to the side. You can't rake it out of the yard. Malich and Kalim, the end of this woman, you're allowed to take Kalim and bring them back. Things that you send to be fixed, you're allowed to send them, not that he should fix them on Chol HaMoed or on the 14th, but he should have them to fix after Yontif. But you're allowed to send them. And you're allowed to pick them up if they were fixed before. Even though they're not a tzorech hamoed, but just bringing them there is not a problem. Or picking them up. Rashi, Moshiv and Shovchim, Shinosin Beitz in Tachas Tarnagolis, Lizchanein, Legad Lefrochim, Kori Moshiv and Shovchim. Putting a bird on eggs that they should hatch is called Moshiv and Shovchim. The tarnigolus hamischamemes beitzim shebarcha me'aleihem machzir nasa, and the tarnigolus that ran away, you're allowed to return, and back to the eggs. With the gemara parich hashdal suvim osnivim during the boy, you're allowed the chatchila to put it. Surely you're allowed to return it. Lashon acher hachik siv b'seder mishnah moshivin shovchim the tarnigolus kolomer shovchim liyonim the tarnigolus are you moshivin l'scham l'gad nefrochim. Right? Sholbach is pigeons. Tanagolis is a chicken coop. So Mestaber that the Nusach was more Sholbchim and Tanagolim, two separate things. Gorti Mashiach Mechutz. You're allowed to rake the dung from under the animals and throw it out of the yard. And on Chol HaMoed, you can't throw it out of the yard, but you can move it to the side. Now that you're allowed the chatchila, which is a lot of tircha, to put the bird on the eggs, the chatchila, surely you're allowed to return it if it ran away. Now it's two different cases. The chatchila on our basar, if there was no bird on these eggs, the bird, what's it called, never sat on the eggs. You're allowed the chatchila to put the bird on the eggs on our basar. But on Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed the chatchila to put a bird on the eggs, but you're allowed to return it if it was there to begin with. It's only talking where the bird, on Chol HaMoed, where it's within 3 days that the bird left the eggs. As the bird was on these eggs, it left it, but it was within 3 days that it left. So the eggs are still possible that they'll hatch, because they still have heat. The Acher Shloshal Yishivasa. And it's also talking where it already sat 3 days. Now, it already was on these eggs 3 days, and then it ran away, and it wasn't 3 days from the time it ran away. Right? The Pashtal Abay, the Gamma. Right? But if it hadn't sat on the eggs yet for 3 days, then you can use them for eating. Eat the eggs. You'll lose the hatching. That's not a hefsid maruba. It's a hefsid mu'ad. But if it's already after 3 days that it ran away, then it's not going to help anymore to put a new bird on it. The eggs are never going to hatch. So they're ruined. So there's nothing you can do. The toast slows the yeshivasa, or it ran away within 3 days of sitting on the eggs. It hadn't sat on the eggs for 3 days. So then the eggs are still edible. Dakati lo psidi bei vegamri. Lo mahadrina, then you don't put it back. Because it's Rabbi Ami Omer afilu tosh lo shli yeshivasa madrina. And Rabbi Ami says, even if it's within 3 days of, it didn't sit yet 3 days on the eggs, you still can put it back. Even though, as long as it's within 3 days of when it ran away. Why? The Mikemif, okay? Mar sober lehetsed maruba choshishu. Lehetsed muet lo choshishu. Mar sober lehetsed muet no mi choshishu. If eggs are still edible, so it's not a hefsed maruba, you can what you call, eat them. So you have some benefit from these eggs. You just can't hatch them. So it's a hefsed muet. Mashain came, if the eggs are, what's it called, totally not going to be edible at all, right? It's within, it's what's it called, it's, right, if it's going to be after 3 days, you won't be able to eat the eggs. So if you don't put a bird back on it, it won't hatch and you won't be able to eat it. That's called Hetzin Maruba. And some of the Mephoshim say you can learn from here how much a Hetzin Maruba and how much a Hetzin Muad. You see that just one egg, if you won't be able to eat it, is called a Hetzin Maruba. If you could still eat the egg and just not hatch it, right, that's called Hetzin Muad. It's the Chorek mentions it doesn't even one egg. It doesn't say how many eggs there are. Right? So others say no, each case is a different thing. Here, when you're talking about eggs that are for hatching, it's a Hetzin Maruba if you won't be able to do anything with the egg. But other situations, there's a shear for each thing, depending on the case. Rashi. Sefer Itani Machzirin B'chol Shemoy Kamer. The Sefer that says you can return the bird is talking about Chol HaMoed. B'hachi Kamer. Moshiv and Sholchim B'Yadalim. The Tarnagol Shaborcha B'chol Shemoy Machzirin Osa Mishum Hetzin Beitzin B'dabr Ha'avid Mutter. Stand to put tarnagolas on eggs to begin with, on Chol HaMoed you can't. Because it's not a dover of it. Right? There wasn't a bird there to begin with. Right? And even though it is a dover of it, Rashi learns that it's Tircha Yisera. And Tircha Yisera, even by dover of it, is also. Lo shonu da'at b'moy machzirin. Okay, we never see it. Okay. And the, what's it called? On the other hand, on our boss, or even the chatchila, you could put the bird on there. Lo shonu da'at b'moy machzirin. And that halacha is you can return a bird to the eggs on chalamoy el atosh lo shalamardo. If it's within 3 days that it ran away, the eggs haven't been left without a bird sitting on it for 3 days. Shadayin lo over shloshiyom v'shiborcha me'aleyim. Dakati lo porach tzim lo over chamimusa mimeno. The eggs are still warm. But if the eggs have been left without a bird sitting on it for 3 days or more, so it's not going to help to put another bird on, therefore it's awesome. The hinocha lahachsin. Then it's easier to put the bird back since it's still warm. But if the eggs are more than 3 days, it's very big tiracha to put the mother back on them. And it's talking where the bird already sat on the eggs for 3 days. Before it ran away, it already sat on the eggs for 3 days. So the eggs already started to develop the what's it called, the chick. So they're not edible anymore. So some bring a riot to hear there's a shibuli aleket that says that if a bird sat for 3 days on eggs, then what's it called? Then you're not allowed to eat them anymore because of mias. Not allowed to eat the eggs anymore. And the Beis Yosef says there's not any makor for such a thing. So they say, our Gemara, Prichadah says, our Gemara is. So they say that it's no riot. Our Gemara may be talking about eggs that were what's it called, shafna meara, eggs that weren't fertilized eggs, and therefore what's it called, 3 days they become what's it called, no good. But fertilized eggs, even what's it called, there's eggs that have, there's no zachar around, so there are eggs that are shafna meara. They still hatch, but they don't hatch from a zacher. There's no zacher. That's called eggs that are safna meyara. But those eggs don't have blood spots. But the chor, if they're going to hatch, they should be able to have blood spots too.
Anyone here know anything about
that? No, he's talking, I think he's talking about is the fact that if a bird sat on the eggs, even though there's not going to be a bird coming from it, but for 3 days sat on the thing, the eggs already become meas. So you can't eat them. Even though there won't be a bird hatching from it. Now, shenkin, a fertilized egg, right, that there could be that it's not dependent on 3 days or whatever. Okay, the achr shloshes lemorda. But if it's already left the eggs for more than 3 days, then it's hard to bring it back. Or it's within 3 days of it running away, but it didn't sit 3 days on the eggs. Then you didn't ruin the eggs. You could eat them. You don't put it back. Either because it's not a hefsid completely, or because it's too much of a tircha. So Rashi learns, right, it's mashma, that even though it's a dover ha'avid, but if it's an extra tircha, it's still asr. Not everything that's a dover ha'avid is mutter. I feel tov shloshel yeshivasa, hoil v'nishtanu k'tzas. Ravani says that even within 3 days, in other words, didn't sit a full 3 days on the eggs, the egg ruyim l'chol adam, not everybody could eat it. It gets smears after a few days, even less than 3 days. It's not going to be edible by everybody, only by somebody who's not very squeamish. Still, it's what's it called, you can put it back. Because why? It's, even though it's not a hefsid merubah, because the eggs aren't ruined completely, it's a hefsid mu'ud. A hefsid mu'ud, shemochin bezol mishadaita yotha. Because most people won't eat it, but you could sell it. Somebody could eat it. But you have to sell it cheap, because not everybody will eat it. Okay, let's go on. Michelle over here, whether 3 days, is 3 full days 72 hours? Or even Nitzus Hayom Kekulo is considered 3 days? Gorfa Mitachas, Tala Rabbanan, Hazego Shabachotzer, Mesalkin also the Tzadim. You have animals in your yard, and they left dung there, so you're allowed to move the dung to the sides of the yard. Shabarefes, but if it's dung in a refes or in a chotzer, in a yard, you're allowed to break it out of the yard completely. Tamar says, Hagul for kasha. It's a contradiction. You can't take it out of the yard. You can just move it to the sides. And then it said that in the chotzer you could take it outside. In a refis and in a chotzer. Amar Abaye lo kasha. Kan b'dalad, kan b'cholo shomoyed. An cholo moed, right, if it's in the chotzer, you can't take it out of the chotzer. You can move it to the side. On, what's it called, on arbosar, both in the refis and in the chotzer, you can take it, what's it called, outside. It's more calm. Rava amar hava hava cholo moed. The Chol Shemoyd. Rabbi says, no, both are talking about Chol Shemoyd. The Hachi Kamer. In Masa, Chotzer, Karefes, Motzinos, Liashba. If you have some, a little bit of dung in the yard, move it to the side. There's no reason why you have to rake it out of the yard. It's too much tircha. So therefore, you're not allowed to do it in Chol Shemoyd. But if your whole yard is full of dung, and it becomes like a refes, right, it becomes like a corral, it's full of dung, then you can, what's it called, rake it even outside the yard to make your yard usable again. Rashi, Imnasis, Litzadim, Lolash, but Chutzal Chatzar. You can't, what's it called, rake it out of the Chatzar into the garbage dump. Imnasis, Chatzar, Karefish, Niskalkala, Kula, they ain't welcome to Salak, Litzadim, even on Cholamoid. If your whole yard got filled up with dung and there's no place to rake it to the side, it's all filled up. Then you're allowed to rake it out into the garbage. Motzino soliashba. Molichin kalin. Umadiyin mi beisa uman. You're allowed to bring kalin to be fixed and pick them up on Cholamoid. You're not going to fix them on Cholamoid. They weren't fixed on Cholamoid. You're picking them up on Cholamoid. They were fixed before. Or they're going to be fixed after Cholamoid. Amra Papa, Bodik Lan Rava. Rava gave us a bibachina, tested us. Tznan, the essence the following. Malich and Madim Kalim Besoman. Alpha Pisha Ed with Sora Chamoid. You're allowed to bring Kalim to a woman or pick him up from an woman, even though there's no Sora Chamoid. For Aminu, Ed Madim Kalim Besoman. You're not allowed to pick up Kalim on Cholamoid unless there's Sora Chamoid. And if you're afraid they're going to be stolen, right, so then you can move them to the next house. In other words, if you're afraid, if you leave them by the woman, he's not going to take care of them, and they're going to be stolen, so you can move them to the nearest house to the woman. They should be shnishmer there. And we answered, Lokasha, Chartistira. Here it says you're allowed to pick them up, stop. And here it says you can't pick them up. Lo kasha, kan bar bos or kan b'chol shomoyd. On the 14th, which is cow, you can pick up or leave off kalim by an omen. And chol moed, you can't. Another possibility is, both are talking on chol moed. Lo kasha, kan b'mamino, kan b'sheno mamino. If you trust the omen and you know that he'll watch your kalim, so then you can't pick him up. If you don't trust the omen, right, then you can, what's it called, then you can pick them up. You don't have to leave them there. And when it says, Matanya, Medim Kelim Beis HaUmen, Kegon HaKad Mi Beis HaKadot, VaHakos Mi Beis HaZagog, Avalo Tzemer Mi Beis HaTzaba, Avalo Kelim Beis HaUmen. Right? V'chora, we have another brisa that says that you can pick up Kelim only if you need them, L'tzor HaMoed. It says like a Kad that you need for Yontif, for HaMoed, or a Kosh, that you pick up from the glass maker. But not tzemer that you can't do anything with. You can't pick that up because you can't do anything with it. right? You had wool that was dyed. You can't make a bag in on Chol HaMoed, so you can't pick it up. And that keli they sold them that you can't use on Chol HaMoed. V'meilo ma yochal no sidlo shcharo u'menicha etzlo. And if the omen needs you to pick it up because it needs to be paid, and until you pick it up, you don't pay him, then you should pay him and leave it by him and pick it up after you. We'll see once what the reason is. Umeidom amino, what if you don't trust the omen to leave it there? Because now that he's been paid, he's not going to take care of your kli. He doesn't care. Right? He's been paid already. Meinichem bebayis hasomachlo. Then you put it in the neighbor's house. You can't take it home. Put it in the neighbor's house. And if you're afraid that it may be stolen from the neighbor's house and he's not going to care, you can bring them privately into your own house. So verse says, Tirach to Medin. You already answered the case of Medin. You can bring them to the Beis HaUmah. But here it says you can pick them up, and it says you can't pick them up. Right? It's talking about Chol HaMoed. And we said over there that you can pick up Kalim also. Molichin Kasha Diktani Ein Medin, because gained the Molichin. Right? When it says Ein Medin, surely you can't, if you can't bring them, you surely can't pick them up. Picking them up is worse than bringing them to begin with. Better the answer can be our boss or can be Chol HaMoed. Not that they're both talking about Chol HaMoed and one's were Mamino and ain't Mamino. Rashi. Bodiklo, Menasso Sonu, he tested us. L'chotzer Acheres, Al Eitzel Ha'uman. So you take it out of the Uman's house, you can't bring it home. You bring it to the nearest house, to the Uman that you trust. So Rashi learns the reason you can't pick up Kalim or bring them on Chol HaMoed is because of Tircha. Therefore, according to Rashi, if it wouldn't be a Tircha, it's not far away. The omen lives next door to you. There's no Tircha, right? Then it's okay. It's only if it's a Chatzar Acheres, you have to bring it from some other neighborhood, then it's a problem. And the Mukayosik says the reason is because we're choshish that people will think that he fixed it on Chol HaMoed. If you pick it up or bring it, we're afraid that they're going to think that he's fixing it on Chol HaMoed or he fixed it on Chol HaMoed. Then it doesn't make a difference how far or near it is, picking it up or bringing it itself is also. It's not because of the Tircha. B'mamino, le'umen shalo yimkarein e'madim. We trust the umen. But he's not going to sell your kelim, right? He's not a ganav. So then you can't bring. Another problem is the guy's holding the kli. He may come and say you didn't pay me, and the lie is if you paid me, you would have taken the kli. So pay me again, right? And the guy needs his money now, so I don't want to leave the kli there. I want to take it away because I leave the kli. He may come and asked me to pay him again, and I have no raya that I paid him. For a time, you've been in Chusa, to go and kadmi beisakada, the coast of beisazago, shitzrich ha-moed, something that shorich ha-moed you're allowed to pick up. Osa klizachuchis, a zago is a person who makes glass, havalot semer, shen shorich ha-moed, but you can't pick up wool, which you can't do anything with, an chol ha-moed. V'meino mamino, alma shani lambe mamino, shen mamino. So we see there's a difference between where you trust the guy and you don't trust him. If you don't trust him, you can pick it up. If you trust him, you can't pick it up. Versus Teratz Medea, that's good for bringing it to him. They're both talking about Chol HaMoed. And our mission is talking, we don't trust him. That's picking them up. But what about bringing Caleb? The Tony Masnisa Malichim, right? You can also bring Kalim. But if you don't trust the guy, what are you bringing him Kalim for? Bechasam my ein mamino ikam. Ubahik Tony ein medin. Same thing it says, ein medin can't pick them up, and you can't bring them. Because ein de malichim, surely you can't bring them if you can't pick them up. Picking up is more cool a dick than bringing them. So it must be that it's not talking by Mamino or Lo Mamino, but one's talking on Arbasar, and the other one's talking on Chol HaMoed. On Arbasar, you can pick them up or bring them. And on Chol HaMoed, you can't pick them up or bring them.